There is news today that a 17 and 16-year-old from Tuskegee, Alabama, have been arrested in the birthday party shootings in Dadeville last weekend. News this small town will now absorb. They're already grieving the four shooting victims: 23-year-old Corbin Holston, 18-year-old Philstavius Dowdle, 17-year-old Shaunkevia Nicole Smith, and Marciah Collins, 19, a musician, star football player, headed to Louisiana State University, LSU. He was also a big brother whose 12 and 7-year-old sisters looked up to him, and he was a son. We spoke to his father, Martin Edward Collins, earlier today on his way to Alabama to help make funeral arrangements. Words just seem so hollow, but we are so sorry for your loss.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And I'm looking at his picture. You know, that's how we found you, a picture that popped up on social media. And I was thinking, what a beautiful young man, and his face so open. And then I saw, you know, what you had written. What do you want us to know about him?
I just want everyone to know that, first of all, Marciah did not deserve to be a victim of gun violence. And nobody does. And I also want them to know that he was an outstanding scholar. He was an amazing son. He was the best big brother in the world. He had a passion for music, and he was a light to everyone who came to know him. His classmates are mourning deeply. Yeah. And I, as a father, never really truly knew just how much it really impacted people's lives.
Yeah. Well, we knew he was accepted into LSU, but he was taking time to work on his music. We've heard people speak of, you know, the role he played as a school leader. And when you say the light of people's lives, he was a light of your life.
He absolutely was. I am a combat veteran, United States Marine. And when his mom and I conceived him, I had to deploy. I thought about him every single day, you know, from fighting positions to different missions that we ran. My focus was always on getting home to this baby. And I would dream and imagine what my son would look like, you know, what he would grow up to become. And sadly, you know, that dream did not fully come to fruition because his life was cut short.
I can't even imagine, you know, someone who's seen combat to have a son killed by guns in the United States.
I think that is the most triggering, outside of him being deceased now, that is the most triggering aspect of this all, having seen what guns actually do, having, you know, lived a lifestyle where we were in the business of combat. And so having seen what exactly happens to people who are struck by weapons, it makes me question, why do we even have these weapons on our streets in America? And I feel like if more people saw the effects of these weapons on the human body, they would think a lot more differently about gun legislation and gun control in America.
Well, you were thinking this before your son died. You told us that. And I am. So I'm hearing about your combat service for the first time. Just devastating. But this is devastating, too. But if you could just take a second, because you said a lot of time of yours now has been spent not grieving your son, but addressing falsehoods about him on social media, including that he somehow was involved in guns because there was a music video and he was holding a prop. Dismiss that now, if you'd like.
I think it's just disrespectful to my son's memory. My son was not one of those people who looked at guns or wanted a gun or needed a gun for any reason.
Yeah.
Marciah's never been a violent person.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Look, how's the family doing? How are the girls?
Well, I haven't told my youngest daughter yet.
Oh.
She's 7, and I don't exactly know how to communicate this to her at this time. I'm working on trying to figure out a way to sensitively tell her that her brother has unfortunately lost his life. My older daughter is taking it very hard because her and her brother were extremely close. She was telling me that me and him we looked almost like twins, which they do. They did look a lot alike. That's their big brother, you know. That's their protector. That's their guide. He leads the family when dad's gone.
And, of course, his mom, your former wife.
She is taking this very, very hard. I mean, she carried him for 9 months when I was deployed in Iraq and Afghanistan, the Marine Corps. She was the one at home taking care of the baby. And her baby is gone. It's tragic to see her in this much pain. It's very, very emotional for me to see her in this much pain, because I know that she did everything in her power to take care of him and raise him. That dream has been ripped away.
Well, and then there's this, unbearable. Talk about dreams being taken away. You're in your final year of law school at the Southern University Law Center. Marcia was going to be a freshman at LSU, right next to each other. You were going to be together.
We thought that would be pretty cool. I said, look, son, we won't be, we're not going to be living and hanging out in the dorm together, because dad's a little bit older. But it was supposed to be this plan between me and my son that never will be able to come to fruition. And definitely a trigger for me when I think about the fact that all of our plans will never come to the forefront. You know, what father wouldn't want to have that memory with his son? You know, what father wouldn't want to have those memories of going to the football games and the tailgates with their son? I will never be able to have those memories, and it's very sad for me.
Yeah. Well, Martin Edward Collins, again, your son Marcia Collins, one of the four young people killed in that shooting in the dance club in Dadeville, Alabama, earlier this week. We know you're on the saddest of journeys going home to help prepare for the funeral. And thank you so much for speaking with us. And we just wish you some peace. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.